Thank you for tuning into our podcast today. We are on the subject of the 3G network. What is the 3G network? It's all about go, gather, and grow, referring to the Great Commission. And today we're going to be talking about the second G, which is gather. And we're going to be looking into how what the Bible says about gathering and how it's strengthening one another. And also gathering in a way that we can gather and people so they can learn more about the Bible and understand the concepts of gathering people together for one common goal and one common reason. So as we go into today's teaching or today's podcast, let's be reminded it's all about the Great Commission and what Jesus left for us to do. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this time we have to share your word, to understand your word, and to digest your word. As we go ahead today on this podcast, I pray that this is the next installment of the many installments that we will have about the Great Commission. So we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, as we look in deep into the word and see what it says about gathering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So as we know, within the Bible, we read in Matthew chapter 28 and in verse 18 through 20, this tells us the Great Commission gives us a calling to do. And it was given to the disciples. It says, "All power is given unto me in the heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." So we got to put in context. When did Jesus say this? And why did Jesus say this? And for what purpose is Jesus saying this? So if we look at Matthew, and this is at the very end of the, at the very end of before Jesus was ascended into heaven. And we always want to back up the scriptures with scriptures. And so therefore, Jesus is saying that all power is given unto the heavens and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always until the ends of the earth. So to back this up, also, we have to go into the Bible, into Acts. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And for Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, it tells us, "And Jesus said unto them, It is not for you to know the time or season which the Father has put in his power, his own power, but you should receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you should be a witness unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and uttermost part of the earth." See, the main purpose of today's text, and also we'll find also to back everything up, it's about how to go about getting people to serve God, how to get people, or how to go and get people. And so therefore, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 20, it let us know about forsaking not the assemblies of yourself together. So in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, it talks about the verses, not forsaking the assemblies of yourself together. What is that for not forsaking the assembly of yourself together is the gathering of the saints, so that they can have a place where they can go to and learn about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So they can learn about the word, so they can learn about God, so they can learn about the Bible and all the contents. So we have a time set aside where we can have to go, where we have a meeting place so that the gospel of the Jesus Christ, the Word of God, can go ahead and teach others on how to develop a closer relationship with God. And also, as we gather together, it is a part that we can, as the rest of the scripture says, but exhorting one another as so much the more as you see the day approaching. So therefore, I was going to be talking about the gathering. The gathering and also the gathering in the sense of the Great Commission. Why do we have to gather? Why do we have to gather people in the sense of that place? So we know many, many, many back in the days, people would gather around, first it started was radio. And they had shows like the Dash Dot Shadows or any other shows like Cliffhangers and stuff on the radio. And what they would do is do a broadcast on the radio. People would gather around the radio and listen to the whatever is being played, the radio cast. So and so people would spend their evenings or whatever, whenever the show came on, they would spend the time and gather around the radio. But as time approaches, as time went on, the radio is no longer a means of where people gather around the radio. And then here comes TV. So as TV came along, we have shows such as the Father Knows Best, Dick Van Dyke, other shows that was very entertaining and really interesting. And the family would gather around the TV and watch the TV or watch the specific news station, TV station that would cater to their liking or to their family liking. So therefore, the family would gather around the TV and look at different shows, look at anything that keep their interest. But it was time of family time. Family get together and watch a certain TV show at a given time and a given day of the week. So therefore, it was a gathering of people to watch something they enjoy or doing or watching something they enjoy they enjoy doing. So at the time when TV first came out, people would gather around the TV and watch the shows, the Westerns or whatever it was. But one thing they do, it was a time where they can bond to one another, time where they can interact with one another. But as we move on throughout history, then the shows, they bonded together, around the shows. And then one thing I noticed about gathering, and when there's an event that's going on, whether it be a shooting or for take example, let's say a President Kennedy's assassination, people would gather around the tube, the TV, to really look at see what the special report is. And when special report comes on, back in the day, people would gather around the news TV to see what was going on. People was glued to TVs for hours, watching different things, different events that were taking place within the world, such as the moon landing, and other things that took place, the assassination of Martin Luther King, the assassination of our leaders throughout the world in the 60s and 70s. And we know that as we watch the news broadcast, for example, there's a good one is the space shuttle when it exploded. We see people watching the news and get all dismayed because of what happened that day. People gather around the TV and watch the news, listen to the news broadcast. But one thing, it got their attention. It got people's attention about what was going on. Not only that, but another event that happened also was the 9/11, the event that happened in 9/11. And that was an event that happened and people still gather around TV screen, whether it be out in public or in a workplace, or they would even listen to people that either listen to the radio, listen to the TV, listen to any means necessary to gather around something to watch what was going on with 9/11. And so therefore, we can say that people gather around different events and different places. Even you have people who gather around in concerts, gather around in sports events. See, they gather around because they are want to be. They gather around because they are going to a place where they know that they enjoy going. So therefore, as believers in Jesus Christ, as leaders and people, we got to see how that affected the family, the people that go to these events, the people that went to watch the news special edition, the special news broadcast throughout the day, whether it be from the 50s on up. And so that's a gathering of the people. That's a gathering where people gather and watch the different things and listen to different things. But we today, are we as believers in Jesus Christ, are we going out? Remember I said the other day, go gather and grow. Are we going out and gathering people and bringing them to a place of worship so that they can know more about Jesus Christ? See, one thing about the gathering. Gathering is a place where we don't have to be in church. We can gather them in an open field. Because Jesus, wherever Jesus went, Jesus gathered, had a crowd of people around him. Jesus went out to different areas, different places, when he fed the 5,000, and so forth. So we will also, we got to be reminded that the gathering, look what happened. As we go back to Luke chapter 9, and this is our scripture based on the on what we were saying the other day. So as we go back to Luke chapter 9, so that's a center point of all of it. Luke chapter 9, and around verse 20, let me see. Where was it? I think it's in the here we go. It's in Luke chapter 9, and verse 11, and the people. When they knew it, they followed him and received him and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. So therefore, and when the day began to wear down away, they came to 12 and said unto him, send a multitude away that they may go into the town and the city and around about lodge and get food. So we see here that the 5,000, as we move up to see the gathering of the 5,000. And the gathering of 5,000 was that what was Jesus was talking about, was what Jesus was talking about, and he preached or he taught about the kingdom of God. So therefore, this was a gathering of people that was listening to Jesus Christ about different things that he was ministering on. And after that, the gathering had the food, and Jesus blessed it, and they fed the multitude. So at this time, we see the gathering of the multitude and what Jesus did and how things were at that particular time. But our main focus is the teaching of the saints, the teaching of the leaders, to remind you that as we go out, we are gathering people to come into the house of the Lord. We are gathering people to come into a place where they can worship God. But one thing we have to do is meet where they are, meet the needs. They may not want to come, They may not want to come to church. But at least you have a place where they can gather in their own community or in their own area that they can hear the word. Like I said, they may not be at the church service, but it says forsake not the assembly of yourself together. It doesn't really say about where you can assemble, but most people think it's a church. But if you have a group of people that assembling at a church or at a a venue outside the church, and they are listening to the message of hope. They listen to the message of freedom. They listen to the message about Jesus Christ, about the true word. Then that's a place where they can meet and do the assembly at. And regardless, whether it be inside or outside the building, we are bringing people to, we are letting people know about Jesus Christ. So it says, go ye therefore into all the nations. Go ye therefore, whether it be in the highways and byways, and compel them not. So our vision, our goal for giving hope is to go ye therefore into all the world, meaning gathering around. This. See, even when we do a podcast, people gather around, whether it be one or two, they're listening to the podcast. So the main focus is that forsake not the assembly of yourself together. And why is that? Because it can bring about growth. It can bring about change in people's lives. And also, as we teach and preach about gathering, it also it helps each other to pull on each other, to grow on each other, so that we can encourage one another in the right way that God has us to go in brotherly love. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 10 and round verse, starting at verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, the boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated us for through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance by faith, having our hearts sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with the pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of yourself together, as manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. See, what is our duty? It says, forsake not the assembly of ourselves together. So when we think about that, it doesn't have to be really a church building. But as we assemble ourselves, whether it be in or outside the church, and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, is only to what edify, but is exhorting one another. And so we have to come to a place where we can exhort one another. But we have, at the same time, we got to take into consideration the lost who may not know the understanding of the gospel truth. So as leaders and as believers and leaders, we have to make an appointment to understand their needs, understand their problems or situation they may be going through. But as we go out and gather people and get to where they are located and get to a point where we can understand their needs and whatever the desire is, then we can understand now we have a second place of giving the word to people outside of the church. And that's a way of ministering to people and what Jesus Christ says. I'm going back into Matthew chapter 28. Go ye therefore and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe everything that I have taught you. And also, I'm with you always until the end of theirs. So therefore, as we gather the people, we must also tell them about the ways of God. The ways of God and what Jesus did and how Jesus taught. Remember, when Jesus was saying this in Matthew chapter 28, he had already went to the cross. He had already went to the cross. And therefore, it might have been the same time that Luke in Acts chapter 1 was saying what Jesus said about wait for the Holy Spirit and we will see power, and after that the Holy Spirit would be upon you and you will be a witness of that. So we have to really understand what is the focus of our sense of going out and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And proclaiming Jesus Christ, we got to understand as we go and gather, we must be empowered by the Holy Spirit to lead us to a place where we can go to so that the people can understand what we are saying and how we are saying it and understand, give instructions of, see, Jesus spoke in parables. Jesus spoke in parables and to let people know in their own language, in their own concept of how things were going, how things, what Jesus was talking about. Jesus taught in parables, a story, every story, but that they have any meaning behind it all. So therefore, with Jesus teaching in parables of different things, it's different things that he spoke about in the gospel, Jesus Christ, in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we can take those concepts of what Jesus is saying and apply it to that daily living, apply it to a daily truth to help others to realize the power there is within what Jesus is saying and what Jesus said about everything. He and the Father are one. He and the Father, I do this because of the Father that sent me. See, he recognized and realized that the power, that the mission that he was on was because of God sending him to do a work in specific lives of people. So we as believers in Jesus Christ, as leaders, we have to take into consideration the objectivity of the Great Commission and about how do we go about teaching people? How do we go about telling others about Jesus Christ? And it's a gathering of the saints, gathering of people, whether it be saints or unbelievers or whoever it may be, it's a way that we can gather people and not just gather them, that we can also tell them and teach them about the what Jesus taught and the way that Jesus taught it. See, the Bible speaks volumes about we need to gather, assembling, not yourself, assembling. And having assembly, whether it be church, inside church, outside church, wherever it may be, we still have to gather people and just tell them the truth about Jesus Christ. To tell them the truth about God's love. Tell them the truth about God's kingdom that's set before us. So as we thought, because Jesus Christ told them in Luke chapter 9, is that all power has been given to the disciples through Jesus Christ. So as we look at Luke chapter 9 again, in verse 1, it says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure the diseases. And also, if we look in, if we go into Mark, The last chapter of Mark. As we look at Mark. Let's flip over to Mark. Let's go ahead to Mark. Mark chapter 16, and around verse 17, and it says, Jesus speaks. And after he appeared unto the 11, he said and meet and unbridled them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. He said unto them, here we go. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. See, this is a fulfillment or he was just giving people the instruction to go into all the worlds and to preach the gospel to every creature, that he may believe and is baptized, that he believe and is baptized should be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they should cast out devils. This is this. And these are signs that shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So these are the things that the Lord spoke unto them. he received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and then he went forth and preached, and they went forth and preached everywhere the Lord's working with them and confirming the word. See, our truth mission, our true goal is to go ye therefore into all the world and to tell everyone about the good news about Jesus Christ, about God's kingdom, and God's kingdom is at hand, and understanding the purpose of doing things. See, this message today, this podcast, is to remind leaders of the gathering, whether it be inside or outside of the church, so that people will know and understand the things of God and the kingdom of God, and understand the power of God, and understand the purpose of Jesus Christ and the reason why Jesus Christ came. See, this is a gospel message that needs to be preached to those that are not saved, and so that and even to give us a refreshing course for those who are saved. So that will help us along the way as we gather folks and tell them about the good news, as we gather folks and let them know there is life. Life is important because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can change you. And by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He is the one that can change you through the power of His Word, through the power of God's Word, and also through the faith and belief that through it all, that in all and through all, we can have life and have it to the full. And as we go back, let's go back to Hebrews. Let's go back to Hebrews and see and understand what Hebrew was saying again about your faith. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 is talking about forsake not the assembly of yourself together. But we have to understand what the prior thing that was saying is that having therefore, brothers, that's speaking to the Christians, boldness to enter into the holiness of the blood of Jesus, holiness by the blood of Jesus, in a new and living way. See, the new and living way, what is the new and living way? To receive Jesus Christ and enter into the holy of holiness, and enter into God's presence, and being realizing who God is, and also understanding the power that lies within God to become a believer in Jesus Christ, so that we can help others. As the gathering is all about bringing people together to preach the word and to teach the word, so that they can know and understand the true meaning about being a believer in Jesus Christ and being saved. So, the gathering of the saints, the gathering of preaching the gospel, and the gathering preaching the gospel to saints, whether it be inside of the church or outside church, it's a gathering to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to people that want to listen and who have a heart to learn more about Jesus Christ. It's about the gathering of saints, also to train them, to help them to grow in God, and help them to understand there is life within the 3G network. And I just want to say thank you for coming into our podcast. And we're here on every week, and we just want to bless people's souls and bless people's heart. This is Giving Hope Evangelist Ministries, and under the hosting of Evangelist John Corum, and it's about a daily dose of medicine for your spiritual soul. And today's dose of medicine is about gathering people and to teach people so that they can be mature in their faith. So come with us, be with us each and every week as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and so that people's lives can change and they can know and grow in the power of God, and understanding the concept of Go, Gather, and Grow, the 3G network. And it also is all around within the Bible, what Jesus said, go and gather them, Luke and Matthew and Mark and John, all this about go, gather, and grow. As we go, we gather. Then Jesus himself, he had a crowd to follow him. He gathered not outside church, not outside of synagogue, but most of the time he went out and crowd people follow him in different places and in different regions of the world, of the land, on a boat. And Jesus could proclaim the gospel when he was on a boat. Jesus said what he needed to say when he was in the feeding the 5,000. And much more, and much more, and much more. But we have to understand that there is power in gathering people. There is growth in gathering people and help them to know, understand the true meaning of being a believer in Jesus Christ, and the true meaning of developing a relationship with God so that their lives can grow. So until next week, we're going to be talking about the growing. So we saw them to go. We saw the gathering, and now we're going to grow people. How to go about growing people. So the 3G Network will continue next week about growing and helping to understand that there is power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power in the Lamb of God. So until next time, be true to yourself, be true to others, be true to God. As we go into prayer, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that there was something that was said today that helped people to understand the power of gathering. The understanding the gathering, not just in the local assembly, but gather people and whether it be any type of venue you may have that can bring people into the house or bring people into the streets or whatever, highways and byways, so that they can learn and know more about you, it would be a blessing. So I just want to say, Lord, help us to gather people and teach them and help them to observe everything. Help them to know and understand the power of God within their lives. So I just want to say thank you again and be blessed and thank you. Again, my name is Minister Evangelist John Corum. My name is John Corum. I am a minister and an evangelist. And also, I just want to say tune to us again this time next week on the podcast, which will be airing 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. And then again on replay on our channel on Facebook and also the YouTube as a message of hope that will be preached out to others. Again, our motto is Go, Gather, and Grow. And we are the 3G Network so that people can know and understand the importance of being a disciple of Jesus Christ and making disciples of Jesus Christ so that they can develop a closer walk with God and closer understanding of God. And then we don't want them to be 20 years and they're still in the same place where they were 20 years ago. But this is a reminder that we need to go out as leaders. We go out and compel them, go into highways and byways and compel them to come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. And I just want to say to give it all to God, give it all to God. And again, until next time, be good, be true to yourself, be true to others, and mostly be true to God. And this has been John Corum, the minister, the evangelist, signing off for the day, telling others to continue, take a walk with God, and every day walk, and knowing that trueness, love, and compassion and a heart full of service is what you need to in this world that we need in today. And thank you very much for tuning in and have a blessed day.